America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and looking forward to speaking with you today. And we have Colleen on the air with us. How are you doing today, Colleen?
Doing well. Keeping busy today.
Keeping busy today. Well, that's
always good.
A lot of things going on, I guess. The big news, I guess, in Virginia, anyhow, is the elections were a couple days ago, and the results were very favorable.
Yes, there was good news. I know we were talking on Tuesday a little bit about that.
Admit that I would not have expected the deep state, the globalists, and everybody to let us win this one, but they somehow got their algorithms wrong or something. Well, I'm not sure what happened. I think the FedEx truck must have had a flat tire on the way to the polling booth.
Well, a lot of different things. I mean, a lot of factors played a role, I am sure. But
I'm sure there was quite a few that we'll only know about in heaven. And with that being said, that let's go ahead and introduce the sponsor to this program, and that's the Alliance Legal Group. And I actually am the president of the Alliance Legal Group and CEO of that law practice. And we want you to know that we do free consultations, and that we would like to help you concerning any legal issue you have, but especially as it relates to bankruptcy, that we file a lot of bankruptcies, as you guys, I'm sure, know, that we're one of the leaders in the Hampton Roads area. I think last month that we had about something over a 25% market share of the bankruptcies that were filed. And what that really means is that the we're able to help you with a lot more than just filing a petition, that we have a lot of information over a long period of time that would relate to, not only how a bankruptcy works, but how our bankruptcy system works in the Hampton Road area. And so if you want to see an expert, somebody that's filed a lot of cases over a long period of time, I think we started practicing back in 1995. And so that, about 26 years of experience in this Hampton Roads area. And of course, I've been practicing for about 30. But if you want to contact us, please do. You can contact us at www.debtfreeva.com. That's www.debtfreeva.com. And we have a chat box assistant that will set you up a consultation to speak with me or one of our very great attorneys that are in our office, and that we'll be able to consult you again on either chat or Zoom phone conference to discuss your financial questions, be able to pre-qualify you probably in about 5 or 10 minutes to determine whether or not you would qualify for a bankruptcy or likely would qualify for one. And you know what some of the benefits are, that we're able to pull up the 3 credit reports, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, download those into your petition if you decide to file, or just review them with you to determine what would be best for you. We've seen a big uptick in the last several weeks in people calling concerning bankruptcies, people that were previously not being contacted by the mortgage companies during the moratorium. They actually ended several months back, but the mortgage companies really weren't moving too quickly. But now they're starting to move a little bit more on those accounts. And so if you'd like to know how to handle that, how to get some relief from that, how to maybe restructure the mortgage that you have, as far as if you have some mortgage arrears, or whether you have issues concerning judgments or garnishments, or you just want to improve your credit score, that we do all those things. We're one of the most competitive priced law practices in Hampton Road. That's why we have such a high market share, that we offer payment plans, and we're very experienced at what we do. And so, one thing we do probably that very few organizations in general is that we're a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently meet your spiritual and legal needs so that we can better serve you and serve our Lord. And so that's really what our mission statement is, and that's what we want to do. That getting rid of some bills and some debts don't mean anything if the greatest debt that you have, that debt that that we were born with, that natural sin debt, that that debt that we acquired from our great grandfather Adam and Eve, that sin debt, that need to be forgiven, and the desire to and the need to be redeemed. If that debt's not forgiven, if we get rid of your debts here on this earth, and the Bible says it's appointed once to die, and after that there's a judgment that we will all experience. There is no reincarnation. There is just one bite at the apple. There is no fence, Colleen, at that judgment gate, is there?
No, that is true.
And so we want to make sure that, again, that as we counsel you concerning your financial obligations and your debts and your concerns here on this earth, that that we take into account the spiritual realities that we're just passing through, and that we're going someplace, and it's not here. We're not staying. That, as many folks have said before, there's no U-Haul trailers on the back of hearses. And so we need to get prepared for what comes ahead. And with all that being said, that we're a Faith and Freedom Network here on the Lighthouse radio program. Now, Colleen, I know that we're going to be changing some folks. I'm sure you've probably announced this quite a bit on the various stations you have, but at some point that we're actually going to be losing one station, maybe gaining another. Tell us about that.
Well, don't say losing. Yeah, as far as that goes. No, our heritage
changing.
Our heritage radio stations here, 1010 and 100.1 and 96.9, and yes, we 1010 at the middle of December. December 15th will be the last day that 1010 will be on the air, but that's just 1010. We'll still maintain all of the programming on 100.1 and also 96.9, and like Steve mentioned, we're going to be adding 1270 AM to that. So you'll still have one AM station and the two FMs and online as well to listen to the programming. So if you are a 1010 listener, we'd invite you to find one of those other frequencies to listen to.
Now 1270, though, that's Newport News, isn't it?
It's Newport News in Hampton, so you'll also be able to be heard over there, and it covers down here a little bit to the south side as well. So it will cover still keep in the coverage area, but probably extend us the Lighthouse's signal just a little bit for some people who can't normally get it.
So if you're on the south side and you're 1010, you might think about going to your FM dial.
For sure. Yes, 100.1 or 96.9. And those are clear anyway. You know, I, for somebody in radio, I hate to tell you, you know, that AM is not, you know, where it is, but more people would listen to FM anyway as you scroll through and find that. So over the last several years, we've been telling people to listen to the FM anyway because it stays clear, clearer all throughout the day as well, whereas the AM station loses some of its quality, particularly in the evening and early morning hours. So that's a little technical information, but, you know, it's just
sure.
a great way to be able to spread the word.
Well, this is the Faith and Freedom Network, so let's jump into it. The one of the big faith issues that happened was the fact that I believe that we've been under a chastisement for the last year, maybe longer, based upon our rebelliousness to the Lord, and that we've certainly experienced it. We've seen just an escalation, an acceleration of problems and situations, and a convergence of disastrous events, including the theft of our election last year, the clear theft, that anybody that tells you anything other than that just hasn't seen the factual information, whether it be in Arizona, Pennsylvania, whether it be Georgia, whether it be there were five primary states, and again, a couple of small ones. And, you know, even in Virginia, that they said, hey, nothing happened here. We remember seeing 300,000 vote dumps in the middle of the night right after the closing of the election last year. And so, you know, that the there's plenty of things that were happening last year in the Commonwealth. And so I was quite shocked to see that were able to pull this one out by the hair of our chinny chin.
Where is your faith, Steve? Where is your faith?
The bottom line is that the Lord is in control, and I believe that I quite frankly thought that we wouldn't ever see another Republican governor or lieutenant governor.
I think somebody said cautiously optimistic. Cautiously optimistic. That's how I was, I think. So.
Well, I'm still waiting for, I'm so glad to see McAuliffe conceded so that that we wouldn't see this midnight dump in the next day or two of, the ballots that came in from someplace that we didn't know where they were at. But what it looks like is that the House of Delegates, again, the last time I looked was that we have five, probably up to seven House of Delegates seats won and a majority likely to occur in the House of Delegates. And, of course, now we have the governor and the down ballot for the lieutenant governor and the attorney general have been elected. Our friend Tim Anderson, he pulled it out.
Yes, there were some surprises there, but some really good races that were part of that. And to see some successful stories there. I know, we were running some campaigns here on the station, and they were very pleased with the outcome of their investment in our radio stations to be able to get the word out. So we're glad to have been a part of that.
Well, I think you're maybe referring to Winsome Sears. She did it.
Yeah,
that you. I think she benefited from you doing the ad.
Maybe so. I don't know.
So,
glad to see it. It was a historical thing, and it's good to have a representative, a female representative, someone from the African American community as well. And she's just a good overall person, as you know what it seems to
be. She loves
the
Lord. She appears to love the Lord. That's what you told us on the ad.
It is. That's what my understanding is. I hope I get an opportunity to meet her someday.
And I got to meet Mr. Mayorkas, the Cuban Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and he seems like a real genuine individual. He has that background of his folks being Cuban immigrants, and so he's very well of what communism looks like, and so that he knows that this is what we're facing in the United States today. And so so that's great for the Commonwealth. I'm just so excited about that, and you should be as well. 4 years of protection from the enemy, that's what the Lord's given us. And, I don't have my verse, I don't have to paraphrase it, but, when the righteous rule, that the people rejoice. And so I'm rejoicing today. And so that very, very good news for the Commonwealth. Not so good news for New Jersey a report that, on the evening, one of these evenings sort of things, that that they were doing real well on Tuesday evening, that the Republican candidate for governor was ahead pretty substantially. And then all of a sudden, right around that 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock time frame, that something happened. They said they had all the votes counted in the most populous county, but then all of a sudden there were some votes from that most populous county that reversed the or knocked the number from I think I had the report here from 50 or 60,000 ahead to like 11,000, and things of course went south from there. And so apparently that they're saying that when they counted these votes that he's behind now, and so that and so it doesn't look good. It looks like that they are going to claim that he didn't win. And so I have a comment here from the Gateway Pundit. And again, I believe the New Jersey race has actually been called for the Democrat, the incumbent Phil Murphy. And again, the big issue was that there were these identified overnight, there were 40,000 ballots that were awarded to Murphy in Bergen County after the county was already at 100%. That's the county that we said, where in this world these 40,000 votes come from? And this Republican, I think his name is Ciattarelli, was ahead all night, and then all of a sudden there was a 2 a.m. ballot dump to put Murphy over the finish line. And Project Veritas caught a New Jersey gubernatorial election worker telling a one of these Project Veritas folks, you know, these undercover folks, he claimed to be an Irish citizen. He said, "Oh, go ahead and fill out this ballot. You can go ahead and do that." You know, it's just they had that on video. So, you know, listen, New Jersey has never impressed me as being the place I want to be when, you know, when the, you know, if I wanted to do a program on voter integrity. But, you know, I'm saddened that that New Jersey governor race was called the way that it was. But we'll see what happens. That I think the sheriff, there were some down ballot things that were positive in New Jersey, but I don't have a lot of information on that today. Do you have any information about any of the other elections that happened around either Virginia or the nation?
Just mostly concentrating on Virginia, of course, you know, and some of, again, what you said at the top of the show was that, mm-hmm. you know, not only the top of the ballot, the governorship and the lieutenant governor and attorney general, but these delegates as well, you know, seeing some surprises there. But that was the most of the thing that, you know, there were some tight races there, and there's always going to be, I observe it kind of as an outside observer, but there are certain parts in our state, in our community, you know, that are always going to skew one way or another just because of the demographics of the population in those particular areas. So there, but to see some of those, you know, I think that, it was a surprise to people because they didn't think that they might be, or they thought the race might be a little closer or, different things.
It should have been a lot less close. I mean,
like with Tim Anderson,
by 3 to 7 points from most polls. And so, you know, that as I was watching those numbers go down from 12 to 10 to 8, I said, oh my goodness, here we go again. You know, and even though that I'm very, very, I'm extremely, don't give me, I praise the Lord for that, for the reprieve. And I do believe that it's a question of chastisement and maybe not quite judgment yet. But that, you know, we have to recognize that it was 1 year ago, almost to the day, I mean, a couple of days ago, that the same thing happened. President Donald Trump was in the process of being elected to the greatest presidential win in U.S. history. And then the greatest steal in the world, the history ever has seen, came crashing down on America. You know, Americans went to the polls to vote, they went to bed thinking that everything was good. And then most people woke up the next morning saying, what happened? And, you know, after that, 1 year after that, to my knowledge, no indictments, no unrest, no media frenzy at all. The only thing that happened was that people that protested the steal were put in jail and lambasted as terrorists. So we're in a very critical place in America's history. There's a war that's going on in heavenly realms that are playing itself out in the United States to take down a nation that was founded by Christians and is in the waning stages of its history. And so, you know, that... plenty of proof of fraud, but very little activity. You know, we saw all that hoopla that was brought up about Arizona, and they did all those months and months, and all this evidence came out, but that, again, nothing. And so, you know, I'm very thankful for Virginia having the Lord having given us the governor and the down ballot on, and the House of Delegates, but that we're still in very much a war, and this might be, who knows, you know, this might be enough to wake up the country to more or less just give it up to think that we could ever change anything, that who knows, that, you know, Virginia was, as many people call it, the California of the East Coast. You know, if we could somehow the Lord will allow us to get those folks in the way that he did, that, you know, who knows, that we could maybe who knows, with the Lord, anything's possible. And so I suppose that's the takeaway from this: with the Lord, anything is possible. And so, like you said in the outset of the show, is that, Steve of little faith, that, you know, that we should have more faith in what the Lord can do.
Well, we just need to, yeah, put our trust in the Lord and do our part. You know, that was the thing, the takeaway I got even from Tuesday was, okay, I don't know which direction this is going to go. And, you know, I just did what I needed to do. I went to vote and I had let my voice be heard. So that's all we could do. The same thing with talking about people on the radio station and things like that. Just do your part. Like, if you ever don't worry about what everybody else is doing, just do what you can do.
Well, and that's right. And I think, you know, I think a very big part of what we can do is to resist and to not give up. You know, we see that very story working itself out on the whole vaccine issue. You know, some quick news around that's coming out for both those folks that haven't heard it. The vax mandate for private sector companies has been drafted. OSHA is going to be the enforcer, and the deadline set for January 4th for private companies. So, you know, that's, you know, 60 days away, 2 months away. And then they're going to try to implement that. A lot of states are prepared to and ready to file suit against that. And, of course, it's the red states. It's not the blue states. And so we've picked up one more red state. I think we can call ourselves a red state, even though that the Senate is still, I think it's 19-21. You know, but who knows? Lord could change that. You know, I was thinking about that last night, Colleen. I was saying, what would it take for us to be in a position so we could actually have laws sent to the governor? And that's one vote. You know, one Senate seat would, you know, for whatever reason leave. You know, heaven forbid anything bad happened to that person, but you know, that if somehow that seat became open and that we had a Republican put in there, that you could actually do something as far as passing laws. And who knows, maybe some of those folks in office will be convicted of this sort of mandate that's been handed down by the people of Virginia. And maybe that we'll be able to get some laws through there. I would love to see the getting rid of the food tax and some of the other taxes that he's indicated. But we'll just have to wait and see what happens on that.
Well, that's true. That's some of the economic things, like the gasoline tax and the grocery tax. But some of it is also about, you know, the parents. I think that was a big talking point in this last, you know, election for governor was, you know, the involvement. We mentioned that Tuesday, the involvement of parents in schools and all how that works. And, you know, and I think the lawmakers have to kind of take a pause for a second and say, hey, these are my constituents. These are the people who are voting me in or out. So I need to listen to them. So I think that's where, you know, that did get raised momentum for this particular election. And I hope it continues on, that the lawmakers on whatever side they're on, whatever party they're from, that they will listen to, you know, listen to the parents, listen to the people, the taxpayers, you know, and make their kind of law and legislation based on what the people want.
You know, we only have about 7 minutes, but we haven't given the number for people to call in. Maybe we can get somebody to call in prior to the end of the show. Can you give that to folks?
True. It is 488-5299, 488-5299 to join in the conversation. 488-5299. You can also always reach either me here at the radio station or reach Steve through his debtfreeva.com if you have comments or questions or anything to mention regarding the program. So 488-5299.
You know, one of the things that I got back from court, and they made me wear a mask for, you know, the 30 seconds that I had to put it on there and there today. And you know, I had a conversation with the deputy, and they said, you know, you got to keep it over your nose because it won't work unless you do. I said, you know, it don't work if you put it over your nose, you know. And the whole issue that we've had this last year is we had one whole segment of gaslighting, you know, we've been lied to during the last year. There continues to lie. And just because we've won Virginia, don't think that the lies won't continue. A case in point, let me just give you one article about the vaccine death lie. And this comes from Italy. If you remember Italy, that, you know, that was like, you know, like the epicenter, it seemed like, in the beginning of the pandemic, about where everybody was dying, everybody had to get locked down and things of that nature. And so a new report from Italy's Higher Institute of Health provides what's truly an objective analysis of the nation's misleading COVID-19 death tally. If you remember that it was the epicenter, but by October of this year, Italy had claimed 132,161 deaths from the COVID-19 flu. But, you know, the problem with this number is that everybody in the world was considered a COVID-19 death. And even to the point of under conditions of financial bribery and using non-specific diagnosis criteria. And so this institute said after careful review of the medical reports, it says this, it says that the analysis reduced Italy's COVID-19 death tally by 97.1% and provides a more accurate picture why only 3,783 could be directly correlated with the COVID-19 diagnosis. And why is that? One of the big reasons is that PCR test that keeps sticking up your nose down to the bottom of your brain. I haven't had one done. If I can help it, it ain't going to happen to me. Has been shown over. It was never meant to be a diagnosis tool to determine COVID-19. And they say you can ramp it up and you can get a fruit to register as COVID. It was fraudulently calibrated from the start. And so what's happened is a lot of people died during the last year and a half, but not a lot of them died of COVID-19. This thing was almost as big a hoax as you could possibly imagine. I'm not saying that there isn't COVID-19 or that it couldn't kill somebody. Obviously, some people it did. But the type of numbers that they use to create the fear that has caused, you know, the globalists to be able to launch that great reset is just ridiculous. You know, we're down to 3 minutes. I just wanted to say that. Look at the facts out there. Take a look and analyze things because, you know, and on the vice versa, that what they say about the vaccines are likewise just as untrue. They're more dangerous. That they're more harmful. And you know, I was really disappointed this morning, Colleen. I like to listen to a Christian radio program, BBN. That's who I listen to most of the time. You know, they have this program called SRN News, and it's a news feed. And this is supposed to be a Christian radio station. And I send them emails all the time saying, stop using SRN because they're just mainstream media, legacy media. And they were touting the benefits of five-year-olds taking the vaccine. Kids getting on the news feed and saying, I just want things to get back to normal. You know, we have to stop playing into their hands. And as Christians, we need to start getting on the right side of not only history, but where the Lord wants us to be. So, Colin, we only have 2 minutes left. I know we kind of went from elections to vaccines to, a little bit of everything. But what are your final thoughts leaving us today?
No, it's a lot of different things, and it all factors in. Like, you know, it's just part of living in this country and being a Christian and keeping our eyes and ears open on things and, you know, just making sure that, again, we're informed on things and stay true to what God's called us to be.
Well, I think that's a good thought. And so, folks, listen, we love you. And that if you're a Christian, if you've been born again, you've been placed in the most exciting time in the history of mankind, that you've been put in the last chapter, the end of the book, so to speak, of God's redemption plan. And so what that means is if you've heard the gospel, and I'm sure you probably have, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, that God sent him as a sacrifice to pay for our sins, that he died, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again. And for anyone who believes that he's come to take away your sin and to be your Lord and you allow him to do that, that you can be born again, that you can go to heaven, that you can avoid hell and you can live a life with Jesus for eternity. So with that being said, stand up, fight the good fight, stay close to Jesus, and that's basically it. Folks, we love you. God bless you. Have a great remainder of the day, and we will talk to you, Lord willing, on Thursday at 12:30. Take care.
Been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.